Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Today I want to talk about something kind of heavy but close to my heart. I want to talk about what I call New Zealand shame. I'm going to start with a question for you. Where would you say was the most dangerous place for a New Zealander today? Well, today the most dangerous place for a New Zealander is in its mother's womb. On average, every day, 36 children are poisoned, suctioned out of their mother's womb, or violently and painfully dismembered. This unspeakable atrocity is daily perpetuated in our public hospitals because our government and previous governments have made this a core health service, fully funded and with no waiting list. New Zealand's abortion laws are one of the most extreme in the world, as it permits lawful late-term abortions up until and even during birth. In the days of Jeremiah, the Israelite woman sacrificed their babies to the Babylonian god Moloch. Well, since official records have been kept since the mid-70s, New Zealand women have sacrificed 550,000 children on the altar of convenience. Let me put that into perspective for you. If you were to take New Zealand's third largest city, Christchurch, with a population of 394,700, and add Dunedin to it with 134,100, it's still not enough to make up that figure. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back and let them die." But where is the outcry for the unborn? Thankfully, it's still there. But until the church is on the same page regarding this genocide, which is a tough word, I know, but it is genocide. Well, what else would you call the death of 550,000 children? But until the church is on the same page regarding this genocide and other moral issues, this country will continue in its downward spiral. I don't know if you've ever noted how many today will gravitate towards other causes like climate change, immigration, or other environmental issues. But here's the point. If you do not defend the basic right to life, then all the rest means nothing. So what is it that we as New Zealanders can do about it? Well, for a start, we can take some action. We can sign the petition that's calling on the House of Representatives to repeal the Abortion Legislation Act 2020. You can find this petition on the website voiceforlife.org.nz. Hey, God bless you, and thanks for joining us on our podcast today. If you want some more information, just jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.